me to be a clean slate. If the team gets sold this year and he finds somebody to buy, don't keep none of them pieces that
were. That's right. That's right. Because they're part of that whole culture.
Now, the front office, I'm not including Riverboat Ron in that. The coaching staff is different than Riverboat, the front office.
I'll let him live off his contract. Because, I mean, he hasn't really had too many bad seasons. They come along so late in the season for them to get it correct.
Well, I go along with Mill. You got Snyder, okay? Then you got that front office, right? That's the hierarchy there.
Yeah.
Because see, Snyder's toxic. Guaranteed that front office was too, because they went along with all of that. Yeah, get rid of them.
All that.
All right, and you bring in a whole new front office. Okay,
yeah, that's gotta happen. That's gotta happen. Right. Regardless. That's gotta happen.
Yeah, I guarantee you. You know, add a little piece, some pieces here and there. What do you guys? Where are you weak? Let's go to the field. Where are you weak on the field?
Secondary.
The secondary. Mm-hmm. I agree, Lord. I agree with that.
I would get one or two more offensive linemen.
I mean, yeah, that's been questionable for years, but when you look at the games and we in games in that fourth quarter, our secondary lets us down.
It has been for a while. And you think about this. Then you need some smart, innovative people to come in there that's progressive enough, says, okay, this is what, just like we're bringing this down right now, or what you need on your team. You would think that people getting, these six-figure incomes to do what we're talking about, you know, they're not doing the job. All right.
I can easily see a situation where this team is getting sold and they decide to clean house.
You got it?
I don't know. Everything is on earth. I mean, everything's getting, you know, clean the house. Ron ends up leaving.
Mm.
And you guys hire Jonathan Gannon. I can easily see that scenario happening.
Mm.
Now, don't rule it out because team is going to be sold. We don't even know who they're getting sold to.
Yeah, I mean, they done.
But he was trying to get slick and try to transfer it over to his wife.
No, he just appointed her. He just gave her more of the everyday.
And he was trying to get slick.
Yeah, I mean, because he took wasn't his really stuff away from it. He tried to get, like you say, get slick. Take his
name off it so he can sell it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, all that was to sell it to.
Okay.
No, he tried to.
He didn't even need to do that to sell it. Now think about this. He didn't need to. Everybody knew who owned the team. So I thought it was another motive, right? Because giving over to his wife, I mean, what fool gonna believe? Okay, it's a whole different organization now.
That was part of his suspension.
Oh, that he had to.
Yeah, it was the reason he had to turn it.
Okay,
turn,
all right, I stand corrected.
He was suspended for the team for a whole year.
I stand corrected.
Which ended up to be total BS.
Oh, okay. I thought he was trying to pull a backdoor move on you.
Nah, he was suspended for a year and fined $10 million.
Good Lord.
For the you know, everything that he's going through.
See, I tell you, these billionaires, $10 million.
Yes.
Okay. See, these billionaires, boy, they don't care. $1 million, like a drop in the bucket, is like a dollar.
FedEx.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like $1,000 to us. A million, thousand. Just like that fool who bought Twitter. $44 billion is just, it made a mess out of it, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, okay. Right. We got to speed this up, guys.
All right, man.
We all mailing in the Falcons on Falcons losing to Commanders. Help me out real quick. Broncos and Panthers.
Why?
Russell.
This is one of those tough games right here, man. I'll take the Panthers.
I'm going with Russell.
Oh, gosh. It's in Carolina.
Oh, that's right. I forgot it.
It's in Carolina.
I switched my pick. I'll go with the Broncos. But Russell is a disappointment.
Yeah, both these teams are disappointment. Broncos are 3-7. Panthers are 3-8. They're both abysmal. Both of these teams need to.
And that's why I asked the
Panthers
question.
Panthers are already in the middle of a reset mode, and Broncos ain't too far away. If the Broncos lose this game, Nathaniel Hackett will be fired by Sunday.
I wouldn't doubt it. right after the game is over.
Well, and, you know, they, and they had the game in the bag last week and lost to the Raiders in overtime.
Yeah, and Nathaniel Hackett's job is on the line. If he wants to fly back with the team to Denver, he better win this game.
Yeah.
I'll go with the Broncos, but I'm not even confident on that one either.
Oh, okay. No one's confident in this one. No. No one. And also Russell Wilson, you bought two more corny moments and two bad football games away from getting your VA card revoked. You hear me?
Yeah, you know, it's a shame.
You make it real hard for us to defend you. We ride with Russ, but bruh.
I'm serious, man.
Bruh. You need to start showing up.
You gonna make me go back to the Seahawks, even though I hate Pete Carroll.
Them Heine exercises, you need to go back to that.
Yeah. Them Heine, getting ready for the preparation, do whatever you got to do, bro.
Seriously.
And you know, and the Seahawks are doing pretty good this year.
No, they're not. The Seahawks. I'm thinking about, see, when I see Seahawks, I still see Russ.
I still see Russ.
Man. Now he's with the Broncos, and it just.
The locker room is toxic back there too.
That's the guys.
When you can't sit there and actually talk to your quarterback, hey, I gotta call your agent. You gotta.
Kind of messes that.
Yes,
really.
You gotta really call his agent just to talk.
He's at high on the pedestal, right?
That's
man.
Well, he getting knocked down a few pegs this year,
especially on this show.
But, yeah, reality is hitting.
But
yeah.
He got the locker room with him, man.
Yeah, well, right now, if he loses to the Panthers, he ain't going to have VA.
Man.
Because he's hard for us to defend. Now, we love our VA, we love our athletes. We'll defend y'all till the wheels fall off, but.
But the wheels are almost falling off.
He got one lug nut left. He got one lug nut left. Russ, get together. Now, moving right along. We gonna mail in the Ravens against the Jaguars. Nothing to see here. Yeah, the Chargers against the Cardinals.
Chargers.
I'm going with the Chargers.
Hey, give me the record. What is the Chargers record?
Chargers is 5-5. Cardinals are 4-7. But I don't think. Give me the Chargers because I don't think Kyler Murray is playing.
Mm.
And I think the Chargers are due for a win also.
And see, these are two teams that this is so dysfunctional. The closer you get to New Year's, the colder it gets. The Chargers and the Cardinals, it just seems like what can't go wrong will go wrong. So this game is an accident waiting to happen.
Oh boy.
Give me the Chargers by a couple of penalties. And we're going to move this thing to the Raiders against the Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Yeah.
I have no confidence in the Raiders. Are they playing in Vegas?
No, they're playing in Seattle. So okay. Give me the Seahawks.
That sort of solidifies my pick.
I'm going with Seahawks. But don't forget, the Raiders pulled out a surprise last week.
Well, good for that every now and then.
Well,
I'm going with the Raiders.
You going who?
You going with the upset special, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the simple fact, they do have a receiving core. If it's healthy, I know Devontae Adams healthy. I don't know if Hunter Renfro playing.
But it's something not right with these dudes.
And you know what it is? As far as offensively.
Is it Carr?
Josh McDaniels doesn't use all his weapons. He don't.
And I think
Waller, one of the best tight ends that you can line him up at the tight end or line him up outside at wide receiver. You don't use him enough.
See, that's a doggone shame.
The way the Raiders do business, I can't see them going to Seattle and pulling out this victory. Now if this was in Vegas, okay. But the biggest problem is decision making.
That goes to the head coach.
I like the way how you said head. Because you gotta think, decision maker's head, you go to Seattle and at high altitude, you're not gonna make the best decisions.
you're not even
making the best decisions at sea level.
Yeah, you get lightheaded.
Yeah.
So give me Seattle in this one.
I'm gonna stick with it.
All right.
I feel like they gonna pull one out.
All right. Okay. So we got three more games to talk about. Are we mailing in the Rams losing to the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
That might be the second easiest game on the board.
It could be.
No. Are we also mailing in the Rams? Mailing the Rams losing to the Chiefs.
Yes.
We're also mailing in the Saints losing to the 49ers.
Yes.
Yes.
Which one of those games is the easier mail in for you?
The first one. Yeah. The Chiefs game.
It's a tie for me.
I think the 49ers is easy to predict over the Saints because I don't even know who Saints starting quarterback is.
Didn't they sign
Cam Newton a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, and I told you guys in the beginning of the season.
Iverson was playing.
Who?
I heard Allen Iverson picked up a contract with the Saints too.
Allen Iverson. Oh yeah. Okay.
it's funny we laugh at it, but back in the day, he did play football at Bethel.
He sure did.
He was the number one that same year.
At Bethel High School.
He was number one player in football and basketball in the state of Virginia that year.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it.
We got to get a shout out for that.
And he can't help them win because they don't have nothing.
Man, nothing going on.
I mean, they got Alvin Kamara. Okay. I ain't going to say they got it. They got weapons. I said something about the New Orleans Saints. I know what I said. And Sonya's looking at me right now. I said if riding a Corvette with training wheels was a football team, it would be the New Orleans Saints. I mean, they do got some sexy pieces. They got Jarvis Landry, right? Mm-hmm. They got Alvin Kamara.
Right.
Michael Thomas hurt again. They got Taysom Hill, they Swiss Army knife. They got some sexy pieces. But they can't get this quarterback situation figured out to save their life. And that's what, and aside them and Sean Payton leaving.
Bad decision at the head coach Harry.
The only thing I like about the Saints is they got those black jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's the only thing I like about them.
Yeah, that black and gold does go hard.
Just like Pittsburgh, man. I'm going to get that Pittsburgh black jersey too. Even though they're stuck in mud this year.
Yeah,
I think.
They got a bye this week, don't they? Pittsburgh.
No, that's the last game.
Oh man, who they playing?
The Colts.
I'm taking Pittsburgh.
This is the worst.
I am taking Pittsburgh in this game.
I'm riding with Mike Tomlin and them.
Yeah, I got
Pittsburgh. We're mailing this one. This is the worst Monday night football game we predicted all season. The worst. Yes, that's the Monday night game. Why you do us like this?
Why are we picking this game?
Because it's on the schedule.
That's it.
No, this is one of those games they should have flexed.
Exactly.
The Titans and the Bengals should have played Monday night.
Yeah.
That would be good.
The Titans and the Bengals should play Monday night. They should have swapped these two games right here.
Matter of fact, the next two Monday nights aren't impressive to me. The next two. Because the one right after this, the following Monday night, you got that real quick.
The following Monday I can pull it up real quick. Bills and the Patriots play Thursday night. That's actually going to be surprisingly good. The Saints and the Buccaneers next Monday night.
I think we can be more focused on the food and the music.
I will make it entertaining.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be entertaining. All right, guys.
Yeah, guys, that's pretty much it, yo.
Is it 2 hours already?
Yeah. It's 11:06, man. We gotta get the heck out of here. Get ready for the next. Hey, Dad, what's up next?
Oh, let's see some music now. I'm gonna have any shows right after this, so we've got a lot of music here the rest of the day, so you guys can kick back and eat your leftover turkey and stuff like that. I might go over to J&J NFL, see what's happening, or maybe give you another jersey of a team I don't like. Just have a great time here.
Okay, yeah, I got a birthday party to go to. Yo, shout out to my brother Andre Brown. Had a birthday yesterday, and I gotta have a business meet with my future mother-in-law. I hope she doesn't kill me. So we're gonna.
What did you do? Is it something I need to know about?
No. It's an issue that's going to get fixed. But I got a bunch.
Good, because I ain't planning for no funerals right now.
I know I got a stern talking to coming down. That's all that is.
Okay, all right.
Don't forget, we got college football. We got rivalry week. We got Ohio State and Michigan going at it at 12 noon. And tonight at 8 o'clock on Peacock, the Survivor Series War Games.
Oh, 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 oh. Yes.
Yes.
Auburn and Alabama's playing today.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's the three. It's a lot of great college games on all day long.
Set of UNC basketball, the number one basketball team in college basketball.
They got upset the other night.
Yes. They lost to,
look, y'all know that was going to happen.
No, I didn't know that was going to happen.
I didn't think
that was
going to the game. I didn't think they were going to lose this early.
They lost last night. Gonzaga lost.
Whoa.
And so did Kansas lost. Didn't they?
You might be looking at UVA as the number one team in the next round.
Well, UVA is currently ranked number five.
Yeah, they could.
Let me tell y'all something about college basketball real quick. If you're the number one seed, it's not, I was just going to say it's about North Carolina, but it's about college basketball, period. No one stays number one for very long.
No, they don't.
Not like back in the house.
No, not back in the days. I mean, when it's king of the hill at its finest.
Right.
You'll be lucky if you stay number one for a week.
As soon as you hit
that number one spot, as soon as they rank you number one, you're getting knocked off by somebody we never heard of.
Hey, that's the greatest thing about basketball. I remember when Gonzaga came on the scene. You know, they were surprised. I can't remember how many years.
Gonzaga was one of those teams that always make it to the big dance, but never make no real noise back in the, I'm talking about back in the days when.
Right.
You know, when Duke and North Carolina were the real powerhouses. Right. The ACC really ran it. Gonzaga was always in the mix. Seton Hall was always in the mix.
Right.
There was always a UCLA. Sometimes Notre Dame had a good squad. Kentucky's, Alabama's, there was always a couple of good SEC teams in there.
Syracuse.
The Big East was like the...
UConn.
The Big East was like a... Georgetown. Like real going at it.
Hey, real quick. What is Duke going to do this year? Or what's happening with Duke this year?
I thought the prayers go out to Duke.
They're still in the top 10.
I'm gonna give Duke one season. I'm not gonna cast no judgment. I don't really expect nothing out of Duke this first. I want to evaluate John Shire because he's replacing one of the greatest coaches that ever lived.
Yeah.
We gotta give him that. He has a tough task. It's hard. Coming, taking over a program for someone of the magnitude of Mike Krzyzewski.
I feel you on that, but it's just what Coach K has put down as a foundation there at Duke. Regardless if he's there or not, you would love to want to play in that tobacco road.
There's a legacy there.
That game alone, Duke, North Carolina.
That's why I say.
I don't care who the coach is at Duke. If you recruit, that's one of your recruiting points right there.
You can say the same thing for North Carolina.
Right. Yeah, that's why I give it a year. That's why I say give it a year because this year still has Coach K on it. This year still has Coach K on it. That's why I say give it a year. Next year, give him another offseason. Now John Shire really has to start recruiting. He's not going to have the sticking point of Coach K as much as he did this year. Who's going to want to play?
The selling point of what Duke has done.
Is that going to be worth more? Is that going to mean more to the kids than they're playing for another historic school?
Well, I think with the way it is now with these, what? NIL deals and stuff.
Where would you rather go? Would you rather go play for Hubert Davis or John Shire?
Hubert Davis for me.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Tony Bennett.
That was my next question. Tony Bennett or John Shire?
Tony Bennett.
Kansas or John Shire?
Kansas.
I don't even know who John Shire is.
Gonzaga or
John Shire?
I'm going with Gonzaga.
Michigan's Tom Izzo or John Shire?
Ooh.
Izzo.
Izzo.
Yeah.
H
to the Izzo, right?
you see what I'm saying? Give Duke a year. Can John Shire compete with these guys coming to
recruit? Well, we'll find out, won't we?
We'll find
out. What I would have done, I would have went and tried to sign Woj. I would have brought Woj back to Duke.
Mm-hmm.
I would have went and got Wojo to be the coach.
Yeah, Woj got. But I'm not saying John Shire was not a bad hire. I think he was a pretty good hire. He knows the system. He's just going to put his twist on because John Shire's been there. He's earned that job. I give him that. But we all know when it comes to college sports, y'all know how that recruiting thing go.
Yeah. And
recruiting is a huge part of it.
It might give them.
And we're going to see.
Have a one up with them Jones right now.
And we're going to see in a year or so, how well John Shire can recruit. So, hey, we got to bounce, y'all. Yo, it's the Studio W Sports page. I love you guys. It's been a blast. I'm your host, Mill, Kevin Harris, Roma, WB. We getting out of here, and I will see y'all in church tomorrow.
All right. Great show. All right, let's do this.
See y'all next week.
See you next week.